Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
To welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, right now, Dallas families are facing a growing online threat, and it's hitting closer to home more than ever. With the rise of AI-generated deepfake images, one photo, one upload is all it really takes to put a teen's reputation at risk. And after a Dallas area teen's case made headlines statewide, school leaders and law enforcement are now sounding the alarm. On today's Ask the Expert, Rania Moncarios, CEO of the Crime Stoppers of Houston, joins us to talk more about what parents need to know, how to protect your kids, and the resources available right now. Rania, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is such an important conversation. I feel like growing up, the conversations we had that our school would tell us, make sure you talk to your family about, is like having a safety plan if there was like a fire in the house. These conversations have gotten a lot, no pun intended, but deeper because of the fact that it's really about your entire reputation starts now with the access of technology and especially the internet. For parents who just don't know about deepfakes, can we just start there, explain what they are and why they've become such a growing concern?
Well, they're such a concern because, you know, we'll go back a little bit. We used to tell kids, you know, don't take inappropriate photos, don't post inappropriate photos. Well, now we're finding that our kids who speak through photos, and if you look at your child, they're taking a picture, they can take a picture of a ceiling, they can take a picture of them smiling, they can take a picture of them just sitting there reading. They take pictures all day, all night. But what we're realizing is that those photos are then being essentially stolen and altered. They're altered. They take your child's face, likeness, image, and they put them in a different situation, usually in a compromising position, doing something that your child didn't do or is potentially illegal. And so we want to talk to kids, of course, continue that conversation about, you know, do not take inappropriate photos, do not post inappropriate photos, but also we can't allow these fakes to be shared or laughed at or taken lightly because they can get kids in a lot of trouble and they can cause a lot of emotional trauma for the victim of those photos. They're never a joke.
Yeah. And deepfake technology has become so much more advanced. As we've seen, you can generate a photo about literally anything just by typing words onto a screen and it'll bring up that photo and, you know, it's out there. And once it's out, you really can't take it down.
There is technology like takeitdown.ncmic.org, which is a great tool. And they're really trying to go in and rid the web, the World Wide Web and social media sites from inappropriate photos or photos that were extracted via extortion or blackmail or these deep fake photos. But ultimately, we want kids to be really sensitive about this practice, again, to never find it funny or like it or share it, to not download it, but rather to report when they see it. Report, 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 and then get good at figuring out what is a fake, because it's really hard sometimes to differentiate. But if we can train our kids, and say they're better than us sometimes, to look for, you know, unnatural details or change, you know, lighting for the face that doesn't match lighting for the background, or even in videos, like voice mismatching to the mouth. Hands that fingers and body parts that don't match. Just look for those things in detail. We want you to be really, really careful.
Yeah, great signs to look out for, as you mentioned. And going back to reporting, that should probably be the very first thing that they should do, right? Who do they call? Do they call 911? Is that realistic? Is there a website they're supposed to go to?
So what we first want you to do is screenshot, just to keep for purposes for possibly law enforcement, and then report to the platform itself. This is going to tag and say, this is inappropriate. This is not, this is a fake photo. This needs to be removed immediately. And then you want to go ahead and call a school district. If this involves a school student, you want to potentially share it with law enforcement. Again, if we're dealing with something criminal in nature, not everything merits a 911 call. But if it is criminal in nature, we certainly do want you to report to law enforcement. But don't forget the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, called ICAC. They would like to know about things like this. And they are the agencies that might ask for a screen. Those would be the only entities that would ask for copies of images. And NetSmarts and Crime Stoppers of Houston and other agencies around the state are also places that you can go to. StopBullying.gov. The point is, there's many entities that are standing up for children today, saying, we will help you, we will support you, we never want you to feel like a victim of these types of fake photos. We never want you to feel like your back's against the wall with a predator, that they're blackmailing you with this. Even, let me just add this. Let's say you took a photo that you probably shouldn't have sent, or you're talking to somebody you probably shouldn't be talking to. If that photo is threatened or used against you in any way, manipulated or not, we want you to come to all the organizations I just listed and seek help, because ultimately, we never want a child to take their own life because they don't know how to get out of a really, really sticky situation. And we've seen that happen. We never want a child feeling like they have to pay somebody to stay quiet or not share content.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We want to help. And that's our goal at organizations like Crime Stoppers.
And you mentioned the fact that there are so many organizations that are willing to help, but having so many, doesn't that also lead to the possibility of fake organizations trying to get the same kinds of photos and portraying themselves as a legitimate place?
It's a great question, but really you want to stick with the major organizations that do this work. So as I said, ICAC is the institution that that deals with internet crimes against children. When you call an agency like Crime Stoppers, you are literally calling the a law enforcement liaison. NetSmarts is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. These are institutions that deal with these issues. StopBullying.gov, as I meant, that's a government agency. So I would stick with these vetted institutions that are have a record, know what to do, and know what to how to help you.
You know, Rania, you actually go into schools and you are, you know, having these conversations face to face with these students. Are they really understanding the severity of it? And are they sharing that they're having these conversations at home? Is this really making an impact?
At home, that's a different conversation because I think parents are still not sure how to approach this topic, which is why we talk about it. We talk about it for parents and for families to make this easy and digestible, and we're offering real information that kids can use. We also know that there's a lot of families that think, well, this would never happen to my child, so I don't really need to worry about this. But the reality is, once our kids, their fingers digitally bring them into the online world, into that global space, anything can happen. They can be talking to anyone, anywhere, and be exposed to anything. And so what I've found when we go into schools, and especially now when we're in the high schools, you know, at the end of our presentation, we'll always get all these hands in the air and they'll ask questions. And then without fail, we'll have a small line of students that want to ask private questions. And sure enough, in almost every presentation I've attended, you'll have one or two students saying, you know, what if I sent an inappropriate photo and I don't know what to do? Or what if someone took an inappropriate photo of me that I didn't know they took? Or what if somebody generated one of these deep fake photos of me and I it looks so real and I'm even embarrassed for my parents or my coach to see it? So we want the community to know that this is happening. Good kids, but I don't like when people say, oh, well, good kids don't do that. And then troubled kids, well, what are you going to do? No, this is happening to all children everywhere, intentionally or unintentionally. And no matter what the scenario is that builds up to it, they're victims. And we want to help them because they desperately need the help.
How do parents have that conversation with their kids? You mentioned the fact that kids don't necessarily want to tell their parents about it, but a preemptive conversation between parents and kids.
Well, it starts young. And so I've always told parents, when you have a five-year-old in your home and your five-year-old picks up like a ABC app, and every parent of a five-year-old knows what I'm talking about, even if they're playing with a monkey or another character, you start the conversations then by saying, you know, did you solve all the problems? Well, what happened to the monkey? Or you beat the monkey, and how did the monkey feel? What we're doing is starting to get the child used to conversations about their digital engagement. And as your child grows, regardless of what the rules are in your home around social media, because that's a big one, we want you to continue layering those conversations. So, hey, did your friends see anything funny online today? Or some parents, I'll tell some parents, you know, you're Googling the, you know, a trending video for 13-year-old girls. So when your children get in the car after school, you can say, oh, did you see that video? It was really funny. Why am I doing that? Because again, I want to layer natural, consistent, ongoing conversations about the digital space. And then I'm going to weave in real stories like, you know, guys, I hope you saw that 12-year-old was approached inappropriately on Roblox. And this is what we need to know before you're on those platforms. Or this is why parents have to monitor or put screen limits. So you want to layer the conversation. So ultimately, when you're dealing with a high school student, and a majority of high school students are aware of nudes or inappropriate photos, or if they've been asked for photos, or they maybe potentially sent a photo, you have a history of talking to them in a realistic way about the digital world. And you can say, you know, what your family values are, what your expectations are, but also, again, that there's going to always be grace, and there will always be a way for them to get out of a situation, because we've seen so many kids take their own lives because they just didn't know who to go to. The fear of the shame and embarrassment was overwhelming. The potential punishment was more than they could fathom. And so they ultimately couldn't handle it anymore. I'd rather a child know that no matter what, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandparents, coach, teacher, counselor, we're all here for you. And while we hope you never wind up in a position like this, which is why we're always talking and talking, we're here for you should it happen. It's awkward. It's awkward, but we've got to start having those conversations. And let me just quickly add, if you've never had any of these conversations with your children, crime-stoppers.org is there to fill in the gaps and give you resources and conversation starters later in the game to kind of help you and your family.
Love that information. Thank you so much. That is Rania Mancarios, the CEO of Crime Stoppers in Houston. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.